This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Is that officially? I suck at these. I don't know them very well. Let's check. Ethan Bird is joining us from, he's the sports director at KGWN-TV. Is that correct, Ethan? Is that the Wyoming Cowboys fight song?
Yeah, that was the okay. I thought I was in the wrong place. I thought I was on the field tomorrow.
Well, I had to make sure. I am not good at fight songs. I could hear my favorite team's fight song over and over again. I'm terrible with that stuff. I have a decent ear for music, Ethan. It's just fight songs to me all sound the same.
Well, if you really want to get on the good side with Wyoming fans, you got to play the beer song going into the segment, not the I guess the fight song works, but the beer song gets the folks in Laramie really going.
What is this one called? It's just called the beer song?
Yeah, you know, in heaven there is no beer.
Oh,
that's why we drink it here. Yeah, I've got a horrible theme.
We don't need the song. We just got it right there. That was like Elton John-esque right there, my friend.
Might have had a lot of people muted for a second. If you dropped listener numbers right there, that's on me.
No, it's all good, man. I thought it was beautiful. Ethan, great to have you back on the show, man. We got a busy Football Friday presented by our brand new friends, Big City Roadhouse. So excited about all this. The Cowboys have an interesting game coming up. It's Northern Iowa, and, you know, they kind of have a weird history with FCS teams, Ethan.
Yeah, they do. And I think that's what is kind of scary about this one, because UNI is not a bad football team.
No.
And even Coach Sabel said they schedule better FCS teams, and sometimes that can get you into trouble. You know, Idaho wasn't a horrible team, but that wasn't a great Wyoming team. You mess around with Portland State a little too much a couple of years ago. You invite Montana State in. But UNI, I mean, I would put them – they're not far off, if not almost on par with Akron in terms of the type of football team they are.
So what do you kind of think? I mean, last week you win 10-0 on one end. You go, wow, your defense just absolutely shut down Akron. And, okay, it's Akron, but you can only do so much defensively. They scored 0 points. So pretty big success, I would say, on that side of the ball. Offensively, it was 3-0. It was a pretty boring game for a while until finally we got that score from Chris Durr Jr. Do you see, is that what we're going to expect all year? Really good defense, maybe the offense sputters a lot, or do you think it's going to get better?
I think it's going to get better, and it has to get better. The defense, I mean, was really a shock to all of us, because there's 9 guys whose names are still trying to learn, getting playing time. I mean, you play 20-plus different guys, but they all did their job, and they did their job really well. On the offensive side, I mean, there's some things to be happy about. You know, 400 yards, Caden, not his best game. I mean, admittedly, not his best game. If he was on target a little bit more, you're going to have more touchdowns, more yardage. John Michael Gillenborg would have been a lot more active if he was getting more accurate passes. So I think the offense, it's not really time to sound any alarm bells. They're going to figure it out. You've got guys on the O-line who either don't have a lot of PT or are playing new positions, but they still didn't give up any sacks. So they seem to be happy about Sam Scott, 132 yards. Chris Durr, 190. There's weapons on this offense. They just have to connect.
Talk to me about the running back room. Sam Scott, obviously, that was nice to see, because I think Cowboys fans are still in mourning with the whole Harrison Whaley thing. We all were convinced that he was coming back. But to see Sam Scott put together that game, but he got a lot of carries, 29 carries for him. Do you see more of a spread out approach? Because you can't possibly give this guy close to 30 carries every single game.
No, you can't. I mean, that's not sustainable, right? You're going to end up having Sam Scott hurt, and that's the last thing you want. I mean, he's got seven backups, all guys who can play good ball. But, I mean, in that game, he was the guy who he was on time. He had the rhythm. He was running downhill. So sometimes you've got to stick with the hot hand, especially in a close game like that. But I think guys like Sam Harris are going to step up. Teron is going to step up. You'll see more, especially in a game against an FCS team. I would expect there to be more of a rotation. And we can see what those guys really, really can do.
Yeah, well, and again, when you look at that game last week, you kind of had, like you said, ride that hot hand, let them roll. Didn't need to get too cute. It didn't look like Akron had any interest in putting points on the board. So you can really take one guy and just run the heck out of him. On the receiving side of the ball, obviously Chris Durr Jr., we've talked about him a lot. Amazing game. I think that was like his career game. 8 receptions, 190 yards, and a touchdown. The Cowboys were putting up yards, Ethan. That's the thing that I think gives Wyoming fans some hope. They weren't scoring a lot of points, but they were putting up the yards.
The red zone play calling needs to be better, I think. I mean, the 4th-and-1, 2 Sam Scott 4th-and-1s get stuffed. You can't do that against a team like Akron. So the 4th-and-1 play calls need to be better. The 3rd-down play wasn't great. And in the red zone, I'd like to see Jay Mike get a lot more looks in the red zone. I know you're going to Chris Durr in the red zone there, and it works on the screen. But, I mean, you've got the biggest guy on the field playing, one of the biggest guys on the field playing tight end. That's a matchup nightmare. And, I mean, Jay Mike, he's got to be a lot more involved in the red zone.
Yeah, and that's what I would like to see out of Gillenborg, too. I mean, 3 receptions, 19 yards. I would imagine Akron, when they looked at Wyoming's roster, they're circling him and then circling him again, and they're going to try to make him a point of emphasis. But with Chris Durr putting up that kind of game last week, now suddenly any team going up against Wyoming's going, all right, it's not just this tight end that could be, probably will be an NFL guy. They have some other weapons, too.
Well, and Jackson Holman, this guy, he kind of had a little breakout there. 2 really big games for him. Jalen Sargent should be on the field more. I thought, you know, he wasn't hurt or anything like that. They took him off for disciplinary reasons because he wasn't doing his job. Coach Bo Knight said, if you're not going to do your job, you're not going to play. And that's why Jalen Sargent wasn't on the field. I think that's a good lesson for him. And if he takes that to heart, he's going to be more of a weapon. And then that opens things up for Chris Durr and Jay Mike, right?
Ethan Bird joining us, sports director at KGWN-TV, talking all things Wyoming. Ethan's story, just to reintroduce him, you're a CSU alum covering the Cowboys, man. How does that work, man? How are you treated there by Cowpokes fans?
I mean, you don't have to expose me every
year. Just the one time. Had to do it the one time.
They treat me good. You know, it's all love. I think at the basis of the rivalry, you know, there's a lot of hatred in it, but there's also a deep respect between 2 teams that have played each other for over 100 years. And, you know, I've been very transparent about this. As soon as I was at that Texas Tech double overtime walk-off win was my first game covering the Pokes, and the rivalry died in my heart right there. I was bought in, you know. It's all great guys on the team. They Savelle treats the media so well. The whole organization treats the media so well. It's just good people. I'll always love my Rams, but there's a lot of love for the Cowboys in my heart too, because one, my bills are paid because I cover them, and 2, because the experience has been great.
And you're kind of like me in that regard. Like, I like to talk about all these teams kind of in our region. I have fun doing it. I'm asked, like, who am I rooting for? I went to UNC, so UNC's playing CSU this weekend. I'm not really rooting, you know. I hope it's a kind of a decent game, but I also know that if UNC beats CSU, that could be the beginning of the end for Jay Norvell, and I don't know that I'm signing off on Jay Norvell being, you know, not being the head coach next season for CSU.
Yeah, I mean, the guy on the hot seat is always the guy trying to do his best. In terms of the 2 Jays, I'd rather be Jay Savelle right now than Jay Norvell.
Yeah, what is the hot seat gauge look like for Jay Savelle at this point? I mean, again, we're only into his second year, but last year was pretty rough. They got better as the season went along, but is there hot seat talk already around Jay Savelle?
I mean, there always is going to be after a 3-9 season, right? But he started it off right, winning his first game. And, you know, this FCS game, winning isn't going to be enough. You've got to dominate. You've got to show why you're an FBS team and not an FCS team. You know, I mean, as long as Jay Savelle, I think, as long as he wins the Border War this year, no matter what the record is, I think he'll be in a better spot. But if you're, you know, 3-9 again and you lose the boot and the boot you don't even have a chance to get it for a couple of years. You know, that's when you start to get a little scared. But I think right now Jay's in a pretty decent spot, despite what, you know, angry Pokes fans will say.
What are you hearing on your side of things about the border war? Is there movement at all about making sure we get this thing going full time again?
I think, you know, signing it through, I think it was like 6 years, is a really good first step. It's a pretty big bummer that after this year we're going to go on a 2-year hiatus, the first time that's ever happened. But I mean, it's hard. Taking games off of a full schedule is not a cheap thing to do. And right now it's all about money in college football, so I understand why that wouldn't happen. But it makes sense. It would be kind of stupid not to guarantee it forever. You travel 60 miles and you don't have to spend any money on the game, and it's the most meaningful game you play every year. So it makes way too much sense to keep it as long as you can. And it's one of the best rivalries in all of college football, and it would be a disservice to everybody if you didn't keep that alive.
Well, and I know on the other side, too, Rams fans, like, I know in their minds, they truly believe they're moving on to bigger and better things with the Pac-12, but I think you ask 90% of them are going to come back and say, maybe more than that, we absolutely want to keep that rivalry game. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my whole life has been border war. My whole life is my favorite sporting event every single year. I'm blessed to cover it now, and a lot of people who grew up in the CSU households share that same sentiment. If you went to CSU, if you went to Wyoming, it is the most meaningful game you watch every year, and that's where your memories are. That's where your core memories are when it comes to college football.
All right, my friend. How's this game going down between Northern Iowa? Is it going to be kind of like what we saw against Akron, or do you see the Cowboys, by the time we get to that fourth quarter, Cowboys fans are breathing fairly easy down the stretch?
I mean, obviously, with the history against FCS teams for Wyoming, there's always going to be a little bit of reservation, but I think there will most certainly be improvement for this team, and we're going to see that. The offense is going to be better. The defense, if they play like they did last time, they're going to be great. And I think the good thing is there's a lot of guys on this team from smaller schools, so they're not going to be the guys who are going to overlook a UNI. They know that you've got to play hard. Like Bryn Johnson is the perfect example. The dude was playing in a school I'd never heard of, and he was the best guy on the defense last year. You know, when you've got guys with chips on their shoulders who have respect for these FCS teams, I think you set yourself up to be in a better situation, and they're not going to be overlooked.
Well, hopefully for Wyoming's sake, they can get it done rather easily this weekend. Ethan, my friend, always great to catch up with you. And hopefully we're talking about a 2-0 start with this Cowboys team as they then get set to take on Utah and then at Colorado. So this one's important because of what's ahead of you.
Big stretch. I mean, I'd love to see a win. I only got to see one win last year, and that was the Air Force game. And I'd like to get back into happy post-game press conferences because the sad ones aren't very fun.
All right, my friend. Ethan, appreciate it, man, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
All right, awesome, man. Thank you.
Ethan Bird, sports director at KGWN-TV. Did you find the song, Mike? Did you find it? You want to play it? I've never heard it before. This is called what? Beers?
University of Wyoming Beer Song.
Okay. Let's see if we're vibing. What do you think? You in on that?
It's very catchy. It's very catchy.
It's kind
very
of
Wyoming.
Sounds like an Irish kind of song, kind of deal, like a shanty or something. Is that right? Is that what they call it? A shanty?
I know what a shanty town is.
Okay. Go Pokes. When we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all our beer. You're not a big fan of this one, Go Pokes, even though it's your song. I like unique things because I think all of the songs sound the same. All of their fight songs sound the same.
Is that why you interviewed Neek Clifford?
Why?
Is he's unique?
You did that yesterday. Do you think that is appropriate to just...
Still funny.
No, it's is anybody laughing? Susan and Cheryl are dumbfounded back there. They have no idea what's going on.
They're dumbfounded, or are they smart-founded? Because my jokes make everybody smarter.
20 minutes after 12 o'clock, the Northern Colorado Bears heading to Fort Collins, all the way to Fort Collins this weekend. How are we feeling about this matchup? For Rams fans, are you going to, I mean, anything less than a blowout, I think you're going to be upset. It has to be a blowout, right? For UNC, you know, they didn't necessarily whoop up on Shadron State, had a lightning delay, lost their quarterback, so it's kind of understandable. They were making a drive, ended up getting a field goal out of that. So for Bears fans, this win, if they could win, if they could do the unthinkable and pull off this upset, oh my gosh. Ed Lamb will be treated like a king at probably a big city roadhouse.
And it would be unbearable in Fort Collins.
Stop. Like, you can't stop. Go Pokes, unique. Get it? Unique. Why are people like fueling this? Bad behavior. This is awful. 21 minutes after the hour. Let's talk about that UNC-CSU game coming up. Still a busy show. We got the quarterback toilet bowl coming up today. Mike Danson brought this idea to the whole show. Let's see if it actually... This is a test run. If it's terrible, you know, we fire him, right?
Flush him down the toilet.
Flush him down the toilet. Coming up, we also have John Weber, Colorado State Rams Athletic Director. This guy's putting in work. Also, Brian Howell. Do the Buffs have any issue this weekend? We'll be right back.
City Roadhouse presents Football Friday on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.